Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love talking about astrology with you and making it as available as possible. We see astrology as the language of connection, connection between the stars and our daily life, our metaphysical world and our political world. And is as a wonderful symbolic language, it is fascinating. So at the beginning of the show, we're going to talk about how astrology is manifesting at the moment, how we see it happening, unfolding in the news and in our daily lives. And then we'll go live and ask you for to call in and ask some questions. And we're joined here tonight by my friends Mark and Anne from New York. Mark, would you like to introduce yourself?
Mark Wall, in New York City, on the island of Manhattan, over by the Hudson River, and over by the East River.
Anne Ortley, my bright red desk, with no cats in evidence. I don't know where they are lately. They have been hanging out in other rooms. So.
They're plotting something.
Right. I was doing a Skype call today, and, you know, you got the little video camera and whatever, and I have a touch-sensitive screen, and the tail got it.
Yeah.
Said to the client, "I'm really sorry." She goes, "Well, I saw it coming. He was standing right there with his little tail." I'm like, yep.
Poor dear.
I know.
What time was that?
The Skype call? Or the...
The tail.
The tail was around 4 o'clock, 4:30 in there.
Yes, I think this afternoon was a particularly self-protective, and I know that I got a little cranky there for a while, and I was wondering why I got such a stomachache and react. I had three clients with right at the turning point in their marriage today.
Oh, okay.
Do I stay, do I go, and I got a stomachache.
Yeah.
And so the moon is in Cancer, and not only
right.
is the moon in Cancer today, it is conjunct Venus this afternoon, and both are opposed Pluto, have just finished an opposition to Pluto, and are now, as we speak, square Uranus, which can make people feeling so unsettled and self-protective. And I think of this afternoon, there was yet one more killer where
another killer? I missed that one. Where was that?
Another killer. A constable came to his door to serve an eviction notice, what not to do when the moon is in Cancer opposed Pluto.
Right.
And he shot him, a passerby, and himself.
Wow.
So
everybody dead or did they live?
Everybody's dead.
Oh, man.
And I saw a Mercury retrograde, you know, we're talking about Mercury retrograde jokes. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. I don't think I did. But I saw that someone had ordered a flat-screen TV and was delivered an assault rifle instead.
Really?
From Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yeah. I think you mentioned that one, yeah.
Right, and we were thinking, oh, my God, we were laughing that somebody somewhere ordered an assault rifle and got a flat-screen TV.
Right, and they really wanted to go shooting people.
Right, and you know, maybe Mercury retrograde saved a room full of people somewhere.
Right.
So, you know, I'm still seeing that Mercury is just beginning to get ready to pull out of its shadow, and we're still really experiencing that Mercury static. Mercury is moving into a trine with Uranus over this week and helping us change our mind and get ready to deal with something. But right now, with that Venus moving in Thursday, it's exact that it opposes Pluto and squares Uranus. A sense of impending loss, or if you can just sit there and pour all your feelings into your art supplies, this might be a time of incredibly inspired art or music.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest of us, it's a sort of a self-protective, you know, what, I'm not good enough for you feeling?
Right.
Or a feeling that what they're in is really not reaching their heart.
Right.
Or it may be their meditation to go, what is reaching my heart? You know,
right.
Only the infinite right now can reach my heart.
Right.
Mark, how are you seeing this Venus, Pluto, Uranus, T-square?
Well, there is a lot of angst over relationships and a lot of sort of sudden bursts of energy into relationship, whether it's toward breaking it up or pulling it together in a sort of obsessive way. It kind of goes either way on that. And it sort of goes back and forth. There's a kind of an either or. Either I'm going to obsess and make this totally, you know, a committed relationship, or else it'll never work. I'm going to break it up now. I'm going to cut my loss.
Right. And move on.
And move on. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this afternoon it's one way, and then this evening it's the other way.
And it
refuses to settle on the final answer, you know.
It doesn't want to pick.
Right.
Like, I didn't want to
both
pick.
Answers are correct.
And what do you see with this?
Well, I've been noticing, I've kind of been paying more attention to the Mars coming to join Saturn, because it's ending a two-year cycle that started on July 31st. And then, of course, Venus in Cancer now rules the Mars in Saturn in Libra, because she's talking, and of course today she was in Cancer, answering to a Cancer moon. So everybody was extremely emotionally labile, is what I kept running into, was people were just kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Including myself. I mean, it definitely was one of those highly emotional days. And, you know, I mean, sometimes you can do it and sometimes you can't. And I was just watching, and I think, you know, I had a few people like you, Heather, that were or over the last couple of days that are like, you know, I have to make a decision. I have to go on, or I have to end this, or I have to whatever. And I had, different clients were ending it, starting it, changing it. It's like, okay, you know, you got to figure out what you're doing. And so to me, it's been very much about that Saturn Mars, because he ends a two-year cycle and starts a new one. But it also, as Mars approaches Saturn, he gets very impotent feeling and not able to say what he wants, or has trouble articulating. So I think I've just been very aware of, in my own life too, you know, I got an email this morning that I completely misinterpreted. And I thought, okay, well, I guess we're not friends anymore, you know. And I was like, whatever. And then I was like, you know, I got the email back. I reacted that way, and it was like, what are you talking about, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, okay, we're friends. Oh, okay. You know, it was just everybody's just not reading right or not hearing right or standing in a.
Or they tend to go into an extreme position.
Yes, yes, yeah.
You did that. You did a classic Venus-Uranus square. I call it quick release bindings on the heart. You know,
yes.
Like ski shoes that you can just take off quickly.
Yep.
It's just like, okay, bye.
All right,
fine.
Bye. It was fun.
See ya.
So long. Mm-hmm. You know, have a good life.
And, yeah, that if we can, so making, you know, so assuming that Mercury is still in a static zone and we're not hearing clearly, and to watch any major emotional decision.
Right.
Falling in love or letting go. I'm hearing a couple of cases of contacting old friends or old loves with expectation, because they're missing something. They're feeling, oh, I long to be in love with, and it's dangerous right now. If you're in a committed relationship, don't contact those old friends until after this aspect is over.
Or contact them, but recognize that, you know, you're kind of playing with the wrong end of the energy.
You're playing with fire.
Yeah.
Right. You're playing with fire at the moment. And to look at the impulse and honor the impulse and say, oh, I'm feeling...
Why do I want to call this person? Right.
Right. How can I bring that energy back to what I've got, or, you know, use this energy in a good way?
Right. Or even just, you know, be conscious of that you're in the mood to do this, because there is this sense of, gee, you know, I need to do something different with my life rather than what I've been doing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I'm not loving this energy, I have to say.
Yeah,
and
because
sometimes
it's a distraction. You know, when we're not figuring out a direction we need to go, then, you know, this sort of playful energy comes up, you know, oh, well, let me go play and, you know, with a relationship.
Right.
Let me see what kind of distraction I can start up here.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we need to stop and say, wait a minute, what do I really need to be paying attention to?
Right. Yeah.
Rather than getting sort of enticed off the track.
Yeah. And, you know, this aspect can be a little hard right now to on people who have just left home to go to school
mm-hmm.
or are considering some major change come the fall. And to know that they were processing a lot of kind of existential grief for, and that may not be about, you know, starting first grade.
Right.
It may be more about every leaving we've ever had to take.
Right. This is coming from a very cancer primal place.
Longing, someone said, I just want to watch sad movies and cry. I go, like, good. You know,
go ahead, watch sad movies and cry. That's a good use of this energy.
It's like lancing the wound. Go ahead. And because you, at least you're not pretending that the story in front of you is sadder than it is.
Yeah.
Right.
So notice that the feelings in the story may not match. Then we just be processing a lot of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people aren't going to be feeling any sadness. They may be kind of looking excitedly at something. But it really, the more we have access to a positive form of Venus on our own, that we are compassionate for people that are hurt, that we, you know, pet puppies at the pound, we pull out our art supplies, the more we have a way of using that Venus in a more compassionate, a broader sense of the heart, the better I think this transit will feel.
Right. The less stressed, yeah.
Right. The less stressed.
Because
so
it's not going to feel great,
but
it's going to feel...
about what we're seeing this week before we put out the call for callers?
We have a lovely new moon on Friday after the Mars-Saturn comes together. And the image, the Sabian image is, after the storm, the rainbow comes.
That's beautiful.
I know. We love the Sabian images. They do kind of match magically the energy. So if we have the storm early in the week, a big emotional storm where we're all figuring out, you know, what we're doing next and where we're going and all that crap. Excuse my French. Then we go, oh, okay, now that I've figured it all out, now I'm ready for, you know, the rainbow. And it's kind of, the rainbow of the Sabian image. So it's like, I find a lot of times the new moon in Leo in August, it really is a reminder that, you know, it's almost over. Summer's almost over. And I'm always like, wait, it can't possibly be. But it is. We're towards the tail end of her. And we're getting ready for the next big piece. So this new moon is actually really interesting. And we also have Lilith on Algol, which somebody pointed out to me the other day. And I'm like, shit, I completely missed that. You know. And so I think there's a lot of energy around leave-taking, or expressing your true emotional nature, around relationships. So I think that's part of it too, you know, because Lilith was, it's about standing in your truth and saying what your truth is. So it's kind of an interesting time. I don't know. What do you guys think about the full moon?
Oh, is it new moon?
New moon, sorry.
New moon, I think it's really a time... You know, Leo's gift and challenge is narcissism. And the idea of coming back to ourselves and really letting ourselves shine. What do we need to fill up with before the summer ends, as you're saying? How do we shine in our own light? What do we have to offer? How creative can we be? And know that under the new moon in Leo, we can't really understand another person's perspective. We can be generous. But we're generous at our imagination of what their perspective is.
Right.
Our idea is just to shine. And if we can appreciate that, it can be a good festive time. It's a great party time. But the moon goes into Virgo that night. So during the daytime, if you've got any chance to take a picnic with the people that you've been working with all summer, it's a great time to do that. A goodbye party before you go back to school. Any kind of gathering that can just kind of celebrate and enjoy as far as reconnecting with one another after a tough emotional week, that'd be great. If not, people will tend to create dramas on their own.
Drama, love the drama.
Right.
That's my favorite part.
So, you know, have fun with it instead. For here, the Renaissance Fair starts this weekend, right after the new moon in Leo. And I think it's a great time. Go out and act out, you know, to play a role, do something strange. Because taking yourself out of the ordinary and doing something like that allows people to see themselves in a different perspective. It just, like, takes them out, breaks the ordinary pattern to see themselves in a different light, even if they don't see themselves in that particular light for very long or they reject it completely. But they can start looking at their life and their questions from a different place. Bring in that playful quality. We'll need it next week. There's some other kind of competitive aspects early next week that we'll talk about next week that can make early next week a little on the edgy side. So enjoy that, Leo Moon.
Yeah.
Mark, what are your thoughts on it?
The it's really a good point about the Leo energy, you know, at the end of the summer, really as we come toward the end of the summer, it's really the sort of, you know, the last of the warm days, mm-hmm. the last of, you know, the growing season, and now we're really moving into the harvest. And so it is a moment of saying, what am I going to make of the summer? Because it's kind of the last, sort of the last days at the beach or something, you know. But because it starts, you know, right after this, we begin to really feel that there's a change coming and that things are not going to get, you know, more full growth. We'll get ripening after this, but not growth. So there's a feeling of this is, you know, the last moment for growth. And so we should all take stock of that and say, you know, what do I want to do? How much more can I grow something? And then know that it goes from here to harvest.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So it is a moment to let our growth show, and let the light shine too. You know, don't hide your light, but let it shine completely.
Well,
yeah.
Good. So
yeah.
Shall we ask for callers?
Sure.
If you have a question, if you haven't called in recently, and you have a question that that would be helpful not only for you, but it's a good example for the rest of our audience, we'd love it if you call in now. And what's the number, Ann?
347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. And when you call, press 1. And we'll go from there. So we have one caller, so we'll pick them up.
Okay, let's take that.
Hello, caller 540. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you have a question for us?
Yes. You got my eyes.
How can we help
June 1st of 81.
Okay. You said June 1st, 1981.
June 13th.
What
time? June 13th.
June 13th. Okay. Okay.
9:38.
9:38 a.m.
9:30 a.m.
Okay, sorry, there's a little static on the line. And where were you born?
In Alton, Illinois. Alton.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's your question?
Well, I'm still spiritually suffering, and I'm attempting to get rid of the Scorpio serial killer. And I met the new person, and he's a Leo. So what's in the stars for us, or for me?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, you know, this week you may be feeling it rather intensely. Your Venus is at 10 degrees of Cancer. So you're in this year through the spring of 2014. This is the year and a half to work on your heart, on your relationship skills, on your friendships, and to dive into the relationship, I would say. A Leo sun goes with your Leo ascendant, and sextiles your sun natally, but that you're looking a lot during this time about how you relate, and are you negotiating to take care of yourself in the relationship, or do you tend to focus on people? So, as long as you are focusing on them rather than ask them to focus on you, both of you are happy. When your own needs start to act up and you want some more attention or more appreciation, sometimes they don't know how to do this. So learning how to kind of train your partners well and take good care of yourself and practice good relationship skills is what I see the main issue for the next year and a half. As all these aspects, and you, in doing so, you know, you may be coming up with some really old memories that need healing, or many lifetimes worth of memories that need healing about how you love and what formed the way that you love. But it feels like the Leo will be safer for you than the Scorpio.
Much safer.
Yeah. And when can I connect with the divine?
When? It's always there for you. Tell me more about that. You're talking about feeling spiritually cut off.
I want in the spirit world. I need it on the other side.
Talk to me more about that.
I need to connect with my unconscious. I need the veil to be lifted. You know what I mean?
I think that what I see, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, you've got a lot supporting that. You've got Neptune coming into trine your Mercury, so the spiritual life is really strong coming up over the next couple of years. But and your Scorpio moon at the bottom of your chart is so curious, and Pluto in the third house really wants to be fixated, wants to be, you know, really search for an answer. But the Gemini Sun and Mars can make it so restless that it's hard to meditate and to quiet your mind. I would say it's not a matter of when, but working that the breadth of your mind together with the depth. Do you do any meditation in groups or with other people?
I have. I got a group here to do that with.
Because you're quite intuitive and you soak up your surroundings, meditating with others will help you still your mind faster and help you move into that spiritual question. And instead of saying when, just like where, like how do I, and keep looking within. So where is on the other side of the veil? Where am I at one? You know, I know philosophically I am one with all sentient beings. I am one with the universe. Where is that? How do I feel that connection? And just keep, like, digging down deeper and looking for it. Because curiosity is how to get that Scorpio moon working for you on concentration. And the Gemini breadth has to be respected, the part of you that can talk to anybody and get a lot done and you know, is curious in many different spiritual paths. But it's the depth that will take, that will help you find that place that hurts.
I agree that it'll really help you to work with a group, because you can get kind of pulled into an isolation, and with the Neptune trining your Mercury, which is natally retrograde, it can tend to really pull you on an inward journey, but that's based on yearning rather than really being solidly grounded on a path. When you're with other people setting up, you know, some kind of a way to study and meditate together, you really exercise the spiritual muscle more by having to relate to others than by being on your own. That's really where we build spiritual muscle.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to start my own organization and my own group. I have a group out here, but they're just not doing it the way that I would think or want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think starting your own would be good, or finding another group, or finding that you meditate with lots of different groups, and each one helps exercise a different part of your psyche.
Yeah, I've been studying the Kabbalah, and I was going to do some dissemination and start my own Kabbalah group.
Mm-hmm. And you might find that along with that, finding a good Buddhist group that just for the exercise of meditation, you know, mm-hmm. people that have been practicing stilling the minds and then bringing back that stillness back to your Kabbalistic search. You know, you don't have to do just one thing, but it is really looking for the answer underneath it, really contemplating that helps bring that place in you.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm. Well, I think the other thing to remember is with the with Saturn about to go into the fourth house, that often starts a new 29-year cycle. And he's going to come to trine the Mercury and the Athena, and he's going to come to your moon. And so the moon is the ruler of your 12th house, and the trines to the planets up there in the house of wanting to connect in through love or connecting in through partnership or some kind of deeper relationship. I think it's really, it's a muscle, you know, it's a practice thing, and the Mars and Gemini can be restless. So I like Mark's idea of, you know, meditating in a group, and I like the idea of starting your own group and saying the goal of the group is to do this and let's, you know, kind of focus it, or finding maybe a combo, you know, sometimes you go to other people's and sometimes you go to yours. I know there was a point in time a while back when I started a meditation group because I wanted, you know, I wanted one, and I did, you know, different people had done different ways, and I'm like, well, I like this, and I don't like that, and I like this. And it went really well. We had a great time with it for quite a few years there. And then everybody kind of separated and moved off into different directions. And, you know, it's definitely, I mean, I still hear from people, you know, that use, you know, they meditate on the moon kind of in tandem with when we used to meet. We used to meet on the full moon. And I, you know, I think you find when you concretize and focus on a ritual or concretize and focus on, okay, I really want to start encouraging spirituality in my life, or, you know, meditation or whatever you want to call it, the universe goes, okay, we can help. And it's really about making time for it. And at this point, with all of us at this, we're kind of all at a turning point about what we want to bring into our lives for the next 29 years or subset thereof, as Saturn gets ready to finish his journey in Libra. And it's a good time to say, you know, I want to make that part of my daily routine. And so this next couple months is great for setting that up for anything you want to bring in on a regular basis, because the planets are all really supporting making changes that are supportive of each of us and whatever our paths are. And, you know, if the path says I really like meditating and I need a group, then great time to set that up, because the universe is going to really support that creation energy. It's just it's a really interesting time. I just find it's very fast. I mean, I don't know about you and Heather and Mark, but when I've got, you know, I got people talking about stuff and they say, okay, I'm going to do this, and it's like, boom, you know, the next week I get an email and they're doing it, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking, actually.
This new Leo, I want to fall in love with him, like, so bad. When it's going
to
happen.
But I hear that you want, that's an act of will. Like, what does your heart say? I would ask you to avoid that theory of falling in love. Like, I know you want to be in love with him, but how about just continually to get to know each other? Don't think that you know him. Actually get to know him. Watch him over time, because your Scorpio moon needs to learn trust by seeing who they are and by seeing how you are around them, rather than making a decision.
Okay, so just get to know him and just go with the flow.
Yes.
Essentially, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do it right now, because there's just so much energy flying around, and everybody's feeling it, so it's, you know, too fast, too quick. People kind of go, oh, yeah, you know, I don't know. But just saying, you know, my intention is to spend more time in this area, that's totally supported right now. So.
Okay.
And the British lady spoke, so we have to hang up.
Okay, so we want to thank you very much for calling, and good luck with that. And for everybody, to you enjoy this Venus, Pluto, Uranus restlessness this week and find creative ways to use that restlessness. Fall in love. Fall in love with yourself, your heart, with your spiritual practice, with your path, and then spill that love out to everybody else. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Minnesota, and I am joined by Mark.
Mark Wolves in New York City.
And Ann Ortley in New York City. My bright red desk. Yay.
Yay.
Okay.
So have a great week, folks. We'll talk to you all next week.
Take care.
Be sensitive. Bye.